I was only an outside observer of the counterculture of the 60s and 70s, but boy, did I recognize the characters in the latest Jennifer Aniston movie, Wanderlust. It brought back to me the intolerable self-righteousness with which the enlightened generation discussed plans to put LSD in the city water supply. Not Wichita, by the way. Wanderlust does not deal with political rebels, but only with the deliberate outliers of Alan Alda's free-living resort, Elysium, where dreams are dispensed daily, bring your own container. The point of the movie seems fairly clear, that everybody's needs are individual, and no such paradise as Elysium can exist. Aniston and husband Paul Rudd react to different aspects of camp life under different circumstances at different times, never quite feeling the same way at the same time, and the result is frequently hilarious, never serious enough to be disturbing, and only the last 20 minutes or so stretch too far for an ending and become tiresome. There's a good deal of graphic nudity, but it is never for erotic effect and never achieves it. Unlike in The Bridesmaids, producer Judd Apatow knows what is suitable to Wanderlust and what is not. Some of the characters are preachy, but the movie isn't, and the preachiness is usually comically effective. There's no malice toward anybody in Wanderlust, except maybe in an almost extraneous villain plot. I suspect that Apatow really had a lot of affection for his strange characters, though I myself had very little. Mostly because of unattractive memories they jogged. Jim Erickson, over and out.